For several years, many stakeholders in Alaska's commercial fisheries have been raising concerns about the lack of new, young entrants into the fisheries. This comes as existing permit holders are getting older. The issue has come to be called the graying of the fleet. The University of Alaska, Alaska Sea Grant, and the Alaska Marine Conservation Council all plan to study the issue with the goal of finding ways to overcome the obstacles for young people to get into the commercial fishing industry. Kelly Harrell is the executive director of the Alaska Marine Conservation Council.
It's getting more and more challenging for young people to enter into our fisheries, and maybe once they're there, to ensure that their fishing businesses are viable and successful. So AMCC, along with University of Alaska Fairbanks, were successful at getting a proposal funded to study this issue in Bristol Bay and the Kodiak regions. And that project is just getting underway now. It's going to be going on for several years. So we're really going to be diving into some of those factors that determine why Sally may have a really successful fishing business, and she may be 20 and have a permit and have a boat and making a go out of it, versus Bill, who it's just not working for. So what are those factors that allow young people to be successful in their fishing businesses, and what motivates them to stay in the business, and what are some of the challenges, and what solutions can we find to make it easier for young people to live, work, and be successful as fishing business owners?
The average age of all of the permit holders in Alaska's commercial fisheries is 47, and Harrell asserts that there are twice as many permit holders aged 45 to 60 as there are between the ages of 30 to 44. Harrell says the research project will include interviews with permit holders, processors, and other stakeholders in Alaska's commercial fisheries in an attempt to come up with some recommendations.
Yes, there will be. And Sea Grant is also a partner on the project, along with UAF and AMCC. And that was something that they were very interested in, also ensuring that solid recommendations did come out of this study, that it wasn't just characterizing the issue, but offered a way to move forward.
The Graying of the Fleet research project will be focused specifically on the fishing communities in the Bristol Bay and Kodiak regions, and Harrell says the project got started in late December when they gathered together young fishermen to talk.
So we just started trying to get young fishermen together after the Young Fishermen's Summit this year that was held in Anchorage. We held a roundtable with some folks that were a part of that to let them start sharing ideas, because we don't want to dictate necessarily what the answer is to that. We want to see what happens once we get some of these young fishing leaders in the room, what their ideas are, where they could use help, and provide some resources and capacity to support those needs. And I know there's a lot of interest in doing that from different organizations, including AMCC across the state. But we're really excited to see what these young folks who have ideas and maybe aren't so jaded about the challenges and are really motivated to make a difference in their communities and to figure out how they can make it work with their fishing businesses and stay in their communities.
The Graying of the Fleet research project is expected to be completed by the end of August of 2016. The project has a budget of nearly $335,000, and the funding comes from the North Pacific Research Board. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.